We're back to the Total Celebrity Show segment on the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited to welcome to the program Ashlyn and Philippe Cousteau. Guys, thanks for calling, and World Ocean Day today, right? So it's a big day, isn't it, Philippe?
That's right. Thanks for having us.
Yes, absolutely.
Big day.
Yes.
Big day, for sure. It's our favorite day, one of our favorite days of the year, actually. Very appropriate. World Oceans Day, celebrating something that's, you know, a little thing called the ocean that, you know, we kind of rely on for food and oxygen and a few other important things. Mm-hmm. So it deserves its own day, I think.
Agreed.
So, Ashlyn, tell us a little bit about, like, the history of this day and how it started and stuff and why.
Well, I think that everybody knows Earth Day, and Earth has had some really good PR. But our oceans is something that, like we said, that we kind of all take for granted. It's so big, it's so vast, and when you look out there, you know, sometimes you don't really see anything. So this day was just so important to really just talk about what the ocean does for all of us. You know, it really wasn't started being observed until 2008. But one thing that's really important to Philippe and I is we're actually doing a march around D.C. To get the word out for our oceans and remind people how important our ocean is and how people think that sometimes it's the ocean divides us across continents, but really what the ocean does is it connects all of us
together. Right. That's
so
right.
We really need to make sure that we take care of it and we keep it clean as we can, and
yeah,
we don't overfish it, and we pretty much we don't screw it up.
Yeah, we take care of the ocean.
Yes.
And that's such an important part, Philippe, and you learned that a lot from your grandfather as well, right? About ocean.
You know, growing up with my grandfather, John Cousteau, it was a huge influence on my life. And, it, you know, interestingly enough, this year is also the 75th anniversary of his invention of scuba diving. And it's something that, you know, it's hard, I think, for a lot of people to remember that, you know, a lifetime ago, we barely knew anything about the ocean. And it really wasn't until his work and his films and documentaries that began to open it up to people's understanding. And in that time, we've started to realize that all the things that we do, you know, from, as Ashlyn said, from, you know, fishing and the pollution that we create, et cetera, is having a real impact. Even though it's 70% of our planet, it's vast and untouchable and unchangeable, it's really suffering. And you know, the ocean is a huge part of our survival as a species on this planet and all species. It regulates our climate. It provides most of our oxygen, which is kind of nice, provides food for, you know, billions of people every year. Incredible amounts of commerce, and it does it for free as long as we just don't screw it up. And unfortunately, we have been. And today is all about recognizing that and reminding people how important the oceans are. As Ashlyn said, you know, it's been an official United Nations recognized day since 2008, and it's something that we're all about—not just the bad news, but the optimism and the hope too.
Now, Ashlyn, it's time to search for buried treasure again. I remember talking to you at the season premiere of last season, and the first time then we talked about it, and I kind of looked at you guys and said to myself, really? We're going to search for buried treasure? But a second season's coming up, and I didn't think there was pirates' treasure out there. And are you excited about it?
Oh, my goodness. We are so excited. And this second season took first season, and we really ramped it up, which I didn't think was possible. And when you think about it, even like one place that we looked was we went down to Key West, and you know, Philippe and I were standing there at one point during filming, and we looked out and we just said, wow, there is billions and billions of dollars worth of treasure, you know, right around us. Right on these waters. And I mean, it's amazing to think there's the treasure ship, the San Jose, that they just found off the coast of Colombia that has what they think could be $72 billion worth of treasure on it.
Yeah,
and that boggles the mind.
It does. And that's the part of that's what we love about the show. The show is all about kind of exploring the history and mystery of all the pirate stories and lore that we grew up with, right? I mean, it captures everybody's imagination. And so we wanted to be able to go out and try and get to the bottom of a lot of these stories and tell people the truth behind them. And so we have some pretty wild adventures all over the Caribbean, Latin America, South America. We're kind of all through there, Peru and Ecuador, you know, all over. So we have a great time with the show and terrific adventures. And we bring it to everybody as it happens. we, you know, and yeah, we're thrilled to have a second season. But it's even more exciting than the first.
Yeah.
Now, Philippe, how last season, did you guys find any treasure? Especially, you know, we think about, oh, come on now, searching for buried treasure. Was there any uncovering or more history from last season?
Well, you know, it's a lot harder than people recognize because, you know, wood gets eaten away in the water. So there are no, like, wooden ships and no, like, wooden chests full of gold and silver, unfortunately. You know, and after 200-300 years, all this stuff gets moved around. But we did find some coins last year. We found copper ingots. We found
cannons.
Anchor. We found anchor. We found a lot of stuff that's really valuable, both financially and, you know, from a historical perspective. But I think the things that we love the most, honestly, is the everyday pieces. You know, the spoons, the plates, the cups, the things like that had been sitting there at the bottom of the ocean for 300 years, and the last person to touch it was likely a sailor or a pirate. Right before a battle that ended, unbeknownst to them, you know, caused them to pass away in some sort of a tragedy. And it's that brings us kind of a bridge to the past is what we love about the show and the adventures and the danger. I tell you, Ashton went to the emergency room this season. We did some of the most dangerous diving we've ever done. So we encountered modern day pirates. So it's definitely a show that is full of adrenaline and excitement and keeps it moving along.
Now, let's kind of go to Ashlyn about there is buried treasure, even if it's not treasure that you guys discover then, right? As you said, there's stuff underneath the ocean that you just wouldn't expect, right, that you found in these seasons.
100%. 100%. I mean, for me, we had, at one point, we were looking around and you know, fanning the sea, and I saw this little object, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and I picked it up. And when I looked at it, I realized that it was a pipe, like a tobacco pipe. And it was carved with these intricate little roses.
Clay, right?
Yeah. Carved with these intricate little roses. And it brought tears to my eyes thinking that, you know, I was, A, touching a piece of history, but the last person that touched this would have perished. In an awful way, because if it wasn't from a battle, it would have been a horrible ship or even a tsunami.
Shipwreck,
a horrible shipwreck or a tsunami or a storm that took down these boats. And it took a lot of gall for these people, mostly men back then, but to sail across the open ocean in wooden ships, no GPS, no motors, I mean, no nothing, just the sails, the wind at their back, and hope. And to think that their dreams and their lives were dashed so quickly, and just to be able to touch those pieces, like Philippe was saying, those personal pieces, it really is a way to kind of touch back into the past. And it's incredible. It's an incredible feeling to hold something like that in your hand.
Philippe, the history is just amazing. Right. And I just, again, people definitely need to check it out. So best place we can find information on both of you guys about World Oceans Day, your show and other projects you're doing. Where's the best place we can go?
Well, we're posting a lot, actually, on our social. So at P. Cousteau, at Ashlyn Cousteau. We're in Washington, D.C. We'll be there tomorrow for a March for the Ocean on the National Mall. So anybody that's in the area that wants to sell a better ocean, come out for bands and speeches and a lot of fun. And food and all sorts of great things that are happening tomorrow on the mall. We encourage everybody to join us, and we're posting constantly information about all of that stuff and photos from our adventures and things like that on Instagram is probably the best place. P. Cousteau and Ashton Cousteau.
Facebook, Twitter, got it all.
Awesome. And two premieres Wednesday, June 13th at 10 p.m. Eastern and 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for calling, guys. Always great to chat, and look forward to chatting with you guys again. So good talking to you.
Always a pleasure.
All right, take care. Thanks, guys. All right, see you later. Bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.